Yes, my name is Stella. I come from Uganda and I work for Sector 39. I do majorly project monitoring and evaluation for Sector 39. And I'm here simply because we have some people here who were trained by Sector 39 and they have been working with Sector 39 for a while now. We have people like Paul here in Homa Bay. And that's why I've been linked to you.
Yes.
So basically we are talking to him and other people also whom he has been training on permaculture.
Yes.
So feel free, I will ask you a few questions. You feel free to answer the ones you can, and if you're not comfortable, you are also free not to answer.
Fine.
Thank you so much.
So okay, if I start with introducing myself, I'm Alphonse Odhiambo from Kenya. Homa Bay County. I'm 24 years of age, not married. I was a student, but I'm almost graduating. I pursued agricultural extension.
Okay.
So being that I had an interest in permaculture, I was introduced to this by Paul.
Okay.
Which I've not taken much on it. Around now 4 months since I began it.
Okay.
But up to now, I can at least see some output or outcome
okay. That
is positive within our farm.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Alphonse Odhiambo.
Yes.
Kindly, can you tell me, what do you understand by permaculture design course?
What I understand by the permaculture design course, this course, it's mostly based on coming up with small pieces of farm that at least in case you can't have a large piece of land, the small pieces of farm can bring food or any can bring a produce that can sustain a large number of people.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much. So what did you learn from the training he trained you?
From the training he trained me, he taught me of different designs.
Okay.
Taught me of the mandala garden, the herb spiral garden, the keyhole garden, and taking into consideration the ethics of permaculture.
Yes.
The three major ethics of permaculture.
Okay.
That in case we practice, at least I will not be moving in person to bring change, but at least we'll be moving in group.
Okay.
Through caring of our earth, taking care of those who are around us, or
yes,
taking care of the people.
Okay.
Yes.
What else did you learn?
Okay, if we may talk of most of the things that we learned in the during the training, it taught me of not only taking into consideration the short-term produces in our farms, but we should also take into consideration for the future.
Okay.
Even the things that we grow in our small gardens, they should not be for short-term, but we should be planning for future things.
Okay, thank you. So, kindly, Mr. Odhiambo, can you tell me what you are doing right now?
Currently, what I'm doing in my farm?
Yes.
Okay, by now, as you can see the situation, it's all about carrying out land preparation.
Okay.
Yes.
So what are you doing in your land? What are you preparing?
By now I'm preparing the designs, the small gardens within the farm.
Okay.
But basically after some short duration, I hope it will be done so that at least the figure or the picture of the farm can at least be much better.
Okay. Have you started to use your training knowledge in practicals?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yes.
For example,
maybe if it's just that we never walked around, I have the small boys that I even taught them on how to prepare the keyhole.
Okay, in their homes?
In their homes.
Okay.
Each have already prepared one.
Okay.
The neighboring young boys.
Okay.
Because they also helped me in at least somehow trying to design the farm.
Okay.
Yes.
That is so beautiful. So what have you gained so far after using your training practicals?
Okay, so far, basically, it has helped me working towards poverty eradication.
Okay.
It's not most of the time that maybe my mother can go and buy the vegetables from the market.
Okay.
But within our farm, the vegetables that we get, at least we can have something in the stomach.
Okay.
Yes.
Anything else you'd wish to tell me?
Okay. Being that maybe I've not known much on this, and in accordance to what you saw in the farm, it's a farm that is when it has started.
Okay.
And even the, you know, with fencing for security purposes.
Okay.
Even the produces that were there, you saw some were at least tampered with, since there's a lot of intestines within the farm.
Okay.
So with the proper fencing, in case I'll have one, the farm cannot just feed our family, but the surrounding at large.
Okay. That is so great. So, have you communicated this to your neighbors so far?
About the permaculture?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, how do you do it?
Through the means of communication.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I come with small groups of young boys who come and help me. And after helping me, I also urge them to at least collect some stones so that maybe if today they help me make one, tomorrow we go to another young boy, help him make one, then we move to another boy. Secondly, we do that by giving seeds.
Okay.
However much money I may have after buying such it, we can use one nursery bed, then at least we can raise the seedlings, then I divide for them some small ones.
Okay, yeah. That is great. So what do they say about it?
They have positive attitude towards it.
So how would they wish, what do they recommend?
They just recommend for maybe some knowledge pertaining permaculture so that they may do it, not the little they are doing, but at a larger scope.
So how do they want it to be done? Like, how do they want to get that knowledge?
They want to get that knowledge maybe by coming together to those who already have the knowledge. And second, you know, with farming, without a tool, you can't do it.
Mm.
We talked with Felix. Felix is my stepbrother.
Mm.
The dad and my dad are brothers. We tried to organize at least so that they may get, if not just a hoe, that will be very better.
Okay.
And at least, you know, with each farmer or youth having a hoe, they will be motivated to engage in this.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is beautiful. So how would you wish to be helped to make that cause of yours go on well?
Okay.
That training of those children, the way you're training them.
Yeah.
How old are the children, first of all?
They are around 14, 15.
Okay.
They are not that much old.
So how would you wish to be helped to make them move on?
Okay, maybe I may just recommend that you be maybe assisted with some books. You know, with books, knowledge is power.
Mm.
And with the books, you can get some knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And for the start, at least let them, if not, you know, with this farming, we do watering. At least some, to get some watering cans, such kind of things.
Okay.
Then at least by time, we'll move better.
Okay.
Yes.
That is great. Thank you so much, Alphonse Odhiambo. It's really so inspiring to get this from you, being a young student.
Yes.
And inspiring other young people around the community. It's really so beautiful. I'm happy to hear this.
Yes.
And hopefully,
yes,
the nation will all shine one day upon seeing this. They will all learn from you.
True.
And you will create a change around you.
Yes.
Definitely your message will reach the right hands.
Yes.
And they will listen to it. We hope to have a training here again.
Yes.
So hope we meet again.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
I should take your photo.